Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another podcast. I pray God's grace and goodness have found you today, and that you are swimming in the wonderful glories of His grace and His favor. I'm sharing with you some little nuggets from the book of John, just kind of working my way left to right through this book. And we arrive at the introduction of Jesus to Philip and Nathanael in John 1. This is an unbelievable story. I'll try not to spend too many days dragging it out, but there's some great nuggets. Verse 43, the following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Notice the simplicity with which they evangelize their friends. It's not a labored effort. They're sweating it out. I got to go get all these people to come follow. It's just, and this is the way I think if we'll do it, I think we'll see converts that stay rather than people that just come for the thrill of the moment. You know, I'm raised in church, and in church as a kid growing up, I saw people come and go, come and go, come and go to the church. They'd be there for, you know, a month or two, and then they'd be gone for 6 months, and then they'd be back for 3 weeks. And there was always kind of an in and out thing. And you would work really hard to try to keep them when they were there. And I don't know what we thought keeping them, what good that did other than just, oh, look at the numbers that we have. And sometimes I think we just went about it the wrong way. I mean, Philip finds Nathanael and says, "We found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. I found the guy that I think's the Messiah. Come follow me if you want to." He doesn't even say come and follow me. He just says we found him. And people naturally start to follow. Now, Nathanael has some arguments. Okay, Jesus is going to have a revelation, make an appearance in Nathanael's life. And I'm not saying that people won't have arguments, because if they had arguments in the time of Christ, they're certainly going to have them now. Nathanael says, Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no deceit." Now, what was Nathanael's argument? Well, can there be any good that comes out of Nazareth? And before you cut Nathanael down and realize that Jesus did not cut Nathanael down, he said, "Behold, an Israelite in whom is no deceit." The old King James, "Behold, an Israelite in whom is no guile." There's no trickery. There's no lying. This guy's a true Israelite. He understands that here's what I think Jesus is saying. This man understands that the Messiah is not supposed to come out of Nazareth. The Messiah was supposed to come out of Bethlehem. So I think Nathanael is saying, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? I mean, this isn't where he's supposed to be." And Jesus responds with, "Wow, that's good Israelite." He knows his prophecy that Nazareth is not the place that Jesus is to come out of. Now, we know that Jesus did not come out of Nazareth from his birth. He lived and grew up in Nazareth, but he was born in the city of David, which is what the Old Testament said he had to be done. He had to be born in the city of David, which is Bethlehem. Now, Nathanael would have known that, but that's not the point. I mean, that's a side point, but that's not the point. I think the point in the story is that when Philip told Nathanael about Jesus, all he told him was, "Look, we found the one that Moses said was coming." And then he said, "Come see him." And Nathanael said, "Well, can any good come out of Nazareth?" The challenge then was not, "Hey, we're right, you're wrong." The challenge was not, "Well, you know, if you want to be in rebellion," it was more of, "Look, come and find out." And I think we ought to go back to that in evangelism. "Look, I found life in Jesus." "Really? Yeah, I have. Come and see." And then that's it. Just let it go. You don't have to spend, every waking moment trying to minister theology into their lives. This whole thing was supposed to be about Jesus. Christianity was supposed to be about Christ. It wasn't even supposed to be about you or me. And yet modern evangelism turns the message of the gospel into a message about you. And it's really a message about Jesus. And the more that we will present Jesus, the better off that we'll be. I was naive years ago and thought if we presented Jesus, we'd be safe. And I realize now that's not the case. People aren't necessarily, you're not safe just because you present Jesus. But you're definitely safe within his arms when you talk about Jesus, because that's what moves the heart of God. We'll keep going on this one tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.